thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
1 Corinthians 10:13 tells us, when you are tempted, he will show you a way out. So stand on God's word when you violate your marriage vows. You violate God's word, break your spouse's heart, embarrass the cause of Christ, live with the fear of exposure, and trade short-term pleasure for long-term pain. So before you get involved, seek God's help and stand on his word. Hebrews 13:4 tells us, give honor to marriage and remain faithful to one another. God will surely judge people who are immoral and those who commit adultery. From Colossians 3:5, put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Romans 13, verses 13 to 14. Don't participate in promiscuity and immoral living. Instead, close yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desires. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 18 to 20 tells us, run from sexual sin. No other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body. From 1 Corinthians 10:13, the temptations in your life are no different from what others experience, and God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure. If you're toying with the idea of having an affair, or you're already in one, or you're trying to get out of one, stand on the word of God today and believe him for victory. That's the power of God's word if you break your marriage vows. From Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.